We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Two down, two to go. Welcome into our third hour of Sports Talk here on WWLAMFMN.com. The former voice of the Saints, Zach Strief, alongside, just an hour ago, announced that he is stepping down as the voice of the Saints and joining Sean Payton's coaching staff as the assistant offensive line coach. Zach, so I'm going to tell a story real quick, and I think we got the audio from when you did it. But I think this is before they hired you at WWL as the voice of the Saints, but shortly there after, a month or so maybe, went by, and you were named the voice of the Saints. But you were filling in for Scoot. And tell me if we can get that audio ready. All right, he's got it. So you were filling in for Scoot, and me, Diane, and a few others were hanging out in the studio. Understandably, I'm sure you were a little nervous. Yeah, and a little nervous, and we kind of maybe distracted you. But this was one of my favorite moments as not yet a member of WWL, but perhaps on his way, Zach Strief signing off the air, filling in for Scoot. Go ahead, Timmy.
That is fantastic.
And so that's a Ron Burgundy moment. You know that,
let's
right?
You're not lying. Let's give a little bit of context. The fire alarm was going off in the building, right? So this is my first show that I've ever done, okay? The fire alarm's going off, and everyone knew that it was okay, that there wasn't actually a fire, but it was going to take a while to turn the alarm off. So everyone came in the studio because there's no alarm in there. So I don't know what I'm doing. I literally got, like, ways to leave written down on a piece of paper. Suddenly there's, like, nine people in the studio. The best part about it is I said it, and I immediately was like, oh, what an idiot. Like,
you looked right at me.
I looked right at you, and you had this big, big grin on your face, like, oh, I gotcha. Like, you were the only one that really heard it. And, yeah, you've been trying to get me to sign off with a thank you ever since.
Yes, I have. It was a funny moment. All right, we got the Cajun Cannon back in here, along with Deuce McAllister, as we continue to talk about some of the good days of Zach Strief's reign as the voice of the Saints. And last hour, Bobby, you had a question for Zach, so go right ahead.
Yeah, Zach, you know, you and Deuce, y'all good partners. Look how y'all have grown together. So what are you going to tell Deuce when he calls up, man, come on, you have to give me some info on this. Are you going to tell Deuce?
Well, here's what's great. Here's what's great. Deuce ain't going to do that to me because he knows I'm not going to do it. He's not even going to bother, right? He knows better. That's certainly, Bobby, one of the interesting things is you kind of build relationships on the other side, and unfortunately you're all going to be really disappointed. It's going to be like as a player, you know, you become an expert on like saying things and not saying anything. Now I don't even have to say anything. Right now, there's not even like, I don't even have to do any of that stuff, which, you know, interestingly enough, Bobby, it's weird since I've spent the last 3 years in the media and being on air a lot, I'm kind of looking forward to like not having to do that. It's weird. Right. I don't know. I don't know what it is. It's like there's a part of me that's excited to go hide in one of these offices and break down tape and try and figure out how to make us better. And it's just, again, it's a new challenge. So you're all more than welcome to reach out to me, and I'll ignore all of you when you ask me those questions.
Now, Zach, with that being said, when you're going to go in the first meeting with the coaching staff, or maybe some players who establish, you think they might joke around with you. Oh, no, here comes Zach. Be quiet, be quiet.
The media's here? Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, the first day I'm talking.
If I was to put myself in their shoes, that will absolutely be happening. Because that is exactly what I would be doing. So, yes, I would imagine. So I might even walk in with, like, one of those little reporter hats from back in the day, right? I might just walk in and maybe I'll wear a headset in. You know, just cut the cord and walk in with a headset on. Because, yes, that is exactly what I'd be doing if I was them.
I didn't get to comment on it, but I ain't trying to get Zach fired on his first week in. You know, I'm like, hey, Zach, I need some information on such and such. Sean, look at it like, so that's what you're really doing? I mean, like, you know, we can't keep nothing in the building from you, and Zach would give me all the wrong information. I'm sitting here reporting such and such is gonna play. Zach, bro, what you doing? That ain't what's happening. I need factual stuff. I don't need no rumor or stuff I can go and find on the blog or something. Bro, I need some juice.
Yeah, no, listen, because there's also this. I hope none of you ever break anything, because everyone will blame me no matter what. And I'm not telling anybody anything, but it'll 100% be my fault. So it is what it is.
All right, fellas, I know Bobby and Deuce, you guys have to run. Zach, sit tight. Bobby and Deuce, if you want to say one last thing to Zach, feel free to go right ahead, starting with Deuce.
Well, Zach, I was kind of shocked last night. I was kind of shocked last night, to tell you the truth, because you were so good at your radio gig. But I understand your passion for football, and you have to look out what's in the best interest, you know, for yourself and your family. I was a little surprised, I guess, choked up, you know, because life goes on. But I didn't get choked up today. And did you get choked up, though, like you did when you had that press conference when you talked in the station? Man, you got choked up then, I remember.
Listen, you know,
it
Bobby.
It wasn't choked up. That was waterworks.
Yeah. Listen, when I walked into that press conference, Deuce was one of the last people that I saw. And Deuce goes, listen, you just go in, you do your thing, you thank the people, just don't cry. Don't be that guy. Right? And so, like, halfway through that, and I'll tell you this, it's, you know, the backstory on this is never really been told on why that happened. I did not – listen, there's been a lot of – I mean, it's a little embarrassing. It is what it is, right? Here's really what happened. I have a list of people that I wanted to thank, right? People that they gave me that opportunity. It was a special opportunity because a lot of guys don't ever have anything like that. And my college head coach, Randy Walker, passed away while I was training for the combine. And, you know, Randy was a guy, and this all kind of goes back to the beginning of me ending up in New Orleans in the first place. Randy Walker gave Sean Payton his first offensive coordinator job. Whoa. At Miami of Ohio. And so they had a relationship. Now, Sean was only there for a year, but I think Sean would tell you it's a pretty impactful season for him. And that's not surprising because of how Randy operated. And I had a very deep appreciation of Randy and what he meant to me and the things that he did to make me a better person, have a greater work ethic, to be tougher, all the things that happened to me in college. You know, Randy was really kind of the guy that gave me all those things. And I was very indebted. I felt very indebted to Randy. And then he passes away. He has a heart attack in the shower. He mows his lawn, gets in the shower, has a massive heart attack, 51 years old, and he's gone. And I never had a chance to tell Randy thank you. And Randy meant a ton to me. And one of the things that Randy told Coach Payton when he called, and actually Sean was calling to ask about our quarterback, Brett Bazinet, who's one of my best friends. And Randy said, you know, I know you're calling about Brett, but I got one more guy. And he tells him about me. And he said, and he told Sean, listen, Zach Strief will play for you for 10 years. And so when they got to the seventh round, and this has been confirmed to me as well by Mickey, you know, I'm not even on the draft board. I'm not a guy that they're targeting or looking at, but you're in the seventh round, like, you know, you're looking for some reason to stand out, you know, with any player. And Sean said, I trust Randy because Randy never compliments anybody. he never says a good thing about anyone, and that's the kind of guy he was. He's a hard-nosed guy. And so, you know, I get drafted by the Saints, and Sean tells me that story on the phone. And in that moment, I thought to myself, it's important to me to make Randy right, because I felt like I owed that to him, right? That I didn't want his message to be, unfounded, that incorrect. And so, listen, you know, as a player, you're constantly looking for motivation. You're constantly searching when you're in the dog days of training camp, when you're in the middle of the season and you're sore and you're hurting and it's relentless. You're always looking for motivation, and that was always mine. Make Randy right. Like, prove him right, you know? And so I'm in that press conference thinking that to myself. This is my chance not to miss that opportunity to say thank you to people who meant a lot to me. And so it was emotional because it stayed with me my whole career, that thought of, like, make sure you tell people in the moment that you're appreciative of them because you don't know when you're going to lose that opportunity. Well, one of the first guys on that list was our strength coach, Dan Dalrymple. And Dan is standing in the back of the room. Dan was the strength coach with Randy for 15 years at Miami of Ohio. They were very close, okay? So when I went to Randy's funeral, this is a big, long story, but this is exactly why this happened. When we went to Randy's funeral, I'm standing there talking to Dan, who I did not know at that point, right? I hadn't been here but maybe for a week. And Tammy Walker, Randy's wife, walks up and was very close with Dan, and she puts her hands on Dan's chest, and Dan's a big man, so kind of reaches up and puts her hand on his chest and says, "Dan, this is Randy's guy, and you better take care of him." And Dan kind of stood up straight, and he said, "Yes, ma'am, absolutely." And Dan Dalrymple was my rock through a lot of really difficult moments in my career. He was a guy that I went to, and he absolutely 100% looked out for me because of that moment. So the guy that I look at in the back of the room, and I'm telling this story, you know, well, you know, I lost Randy, I didn't get to say thank you, and I look in the back of the room and I see Dan, this big burly weight coach, and he's teared up already, right? So as soon as I looked at Dan, it was immediate waterworks. So it's all Dan's fault, first of all, right? It's Dan's fault. And he was the first guy I said, so everyone else I talked about, I was deep into the emotions at that point. So that's the background of the whole thing. I'm in my office at home, so I don't see anybody right now, and that's helpful. If I'd seen Deuce when he was talking, I bet you I would have teared up, because I'm an emotional guy, and it's those relationships that are so special, and those are the things that you take with you. It's one of the reasons why I'm so excited to go back into that building, because Dan is still the strength coach there, and, you know, Sean Payton is still the head coach, and, you know, all those guys that I have that emotional tie to because of my time there, they're all still there. So that's the backstory. I've never told that story. This is probably the last chance I'm going to have to tell that story. So that's why I cried so hard at that, and Deuce's advice was not taken, and everybody knows about it because I cried profusely at that press conference.
It takes a man to cry. I'm like you, Zach. No, Deuce is a lot tougher than you and I. I don't know. I'm kind of like you.
I wouldn't say that, but it's hard to follow that up as far as just the whole story. And I'll see you in the locker room, my friend.
Yes, you will.
I'm happy for you. I'm proud of you. I love you. Hey, go kick the door. That's they'll kick the door. You know, it's there for you. Go kick the door in.
Zach, make sure our offensive line stays in the top five, because if they're not, then it's your fault.
I've already got numerous of those texts, so thanks, Bobby.
It'll be fun when Zach has to maybe join the coaches show, and Bobby's got a chance to grill him a little bit. That'll be something to look forward to down the line, that's for sure.
No, Zach, Zach can put me in my place. I know he can do that.
Bobby and Deuce, hey, thanks so much for joining us. Zach, stick around. We're going to talk to Robert Carroll. I know you're very fond of him, and I know he helped you a lot as you grew into your role as the play-by-play voice of the Saints. If you're just joining us, just learning that Zach Strief is stepping down as the voice of the Saints and joining the Saints coaching staff as the assistant offensive line coach. We will continue here on Sports Talk on WWL. Back here on Sports Talk, Zach Strief now stepping down as the voice of the New Orleans Saints. He's going to join them on the coaching staff, hoping to be a part of another a Super Bowl title run, this time as a coach. He was part of that team in 2009 as an offensive lineman when the Saints beat the Colts in the Super Bowl 44, 31-17. He's got hardware, trying to get another one as a coach. So Zach Strief stepping down as the voice of the Saints. He's hanging out with us right now, and we welcome in now Robert Carroll. He's our broadcast engineer on Saints Radio and been a part of Saints broadcast for, Robert, this is 34 years, right?
Nope. Just finished 36.
36, see? Been around 36. For a long, long time.
And I'll tell you this, Christian. Let me introduce Robert Carroll, because I, like so many other people that have been around the Saints for a long time, certainly people that have listened to the radio broadcast for a lot longer, Robert Carroll is the engine that makes that broadcast happen. And, you know, Deuce and I obviously use our voices, but none of it occurs without Robert. And I remember in the first game, we were in Jacksonville in the preseason, which fortunately, Robert, is a great view from the booth, right?
Yep,
we like
absolutely.
We like those, like, late 90s, mid-90s stadiums where they still valued us. We were right at the right spot, right? We had a great view, thank God. And I can remember going through the first series and kind of finishing, and it was a whirlwind, and it wasn't real good. And I'll never forget the sound. It comes in my ears, and it's Robert. He talks very quiet to me during the broadcast, and he goes, "You'll be just fine." And it was pretty much like, I think that kid's going to have a heart attack down there. But
comforting,
I think,
words.
Yeah, it was very indicative of just that calm that Robert provided and the experience. And, you know, he's been doing it forever, and it's inevitable in these broadcasts. Things happen. We've had boards go down, turn off in the middle of a break, and all kinds of crazy stuff. And it never felt like, you know, like we were ever at any risk of anything bad happening. And, you know, Robert's one of those guys that's always behind the scene and just a huge difference maker for the broadcast, and certainly has been just absolutely invaluable to me in the booth. So a lot of people don't know Robert. We just kind of talk about him right after the broadcast ends, but he's the absolute man. I'm going to miss him.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm going to miss it a lot. I feel like saying, like, dudes, how could you do this to us, man? I remember so many funny things. It's like you said, that first game, and it was kind of awkward. And then the second one, when you get to the Superdome and go, like, we have to call the game from up here? I said, welcome to our world. Yeah. But it's been a pleasure and an honor, man. I have to tell you, it's been some of the best 3 years of my life with this broadcast. I've had some great ones, but this has really been good. And I told you this at the end of the first season, the championship game, it says, I had my doubts going into this when I got the announcement that says, but seeing how you progressed through that first year, I said, it's incredible, your credit. And then it's just been up and up and up every year, every season, and I've been really impressed with it. You're generally one of the nicest people I've met in this business and helpful, and I don't know how – you're probably the most tech-savvy play-by-play guy I've ever worked with.
I'll take that. I think I might agree with you on that one. That doesn't say a whole lot now, Robert.
Oh, it does. If people had seen everything that you would come in early on.
How many charts, Robert? How many charts? Describe it for us. I don't want Zach to describe it. I want to hear you describe it.
Oh, there were – he had, at one point, I think, two laptops, one or two tablets in front of him in the first few games. And then eventually, you know, he started working on this digital spotter board system. And this past season, we had two 24-inch monitors in front of you, Zach, I believe, at home.
Mm-hmm.
And it was good timing, because we couldn't have anybody in the booth. So we would have our statistician or wherever, or spotter would be sitting somewhere else, and he could write on a tablet and give him all of his information. But some of the things, Christian, that I enjoyed so much, especially – some good things that came out of this year. We all had to travel together. And, again, like Zach said, we were the only group that traveled to every game. And I think some of them didn't travel at all. But the stories, we're sitting there riding in the car with Zach and Deuce and a couple other folks from the Saints, and I can't even remember most of them because there were just so many of them. You just all the antics and shenanigans in college and with the Saints. And that's one thing that I will miss a lot of, because – working with Zach and Deuce, they talked on such a different level about about football that we weren't used to, and having two former players who actually played together and calling games for the team they played for was really it was an interesting take. And you, like you said, it was a little bit of kind of sitting on the couch, but there was a lot of insight that you guys gave our broadcast. And can't say enough about that. The one story that I do remember that I was laughing about was at the O-line dinners act where you bought the 100-ounce steak for someone.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. For then, someone else now, not for
yeah,
me.
For some, yeah,
don't
not
put,
for you.
Don't put
someone
me out
else.
There like that, Robert.
No.
We did. Robert Allen, he was a practice squad offensive guard for us, and Roger had a habit of ordering two meals at the offensive line dinner, which we all felt was inappropriate. And so he said, "I'll eat anything you put in front of me." So we pre-ordered him a 100-ounce ribeye at Best Steakhouse in Harrah's, and didn't tell him about it. So fed him full of appetizers and salads and all kinds of stuff, and then brought out a 100-ounce steak and sat there and watched him try to eat it, which he did, by the way.
You finished
absolutely
all of it?
Absolutely disgusting. Yeah.
Wow.
Disgusting.
Yeah, I have to tell a story about, you're talking about in case I got sick. Well, for the first time in 35 years, we were in Seattle, and I did get sick, and I ended up in the hospital. Yep. And Zach had to be the trooper and actually go collect all my things from my hotel room for me. Because
I packed Robert's bags, his underwear on the floor. We did the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, the whole nine yards. And I called him up from the emergency room, like, I can barely talk, because they have just, like, drugged me to no end. And I'm telling you, he got to broadcast. They call Steve, and he thinks it's a sophomore prank on our second year. You know, sideline guy said, "No, you got to run the board." The fortunate thing for everybody is we had set everything up completely the day before. Mm-hmm. And I held my breath when I opened all the cases the next week, and actually it wasn't packed up too badly, guys, I have to say.
We didn't
but,
do so bad.
You know, I was very thankful that you guys, with your know-how and watching, you would come, Zach would come on some game days and just sit there and watch me set up, and he would help too, but he would also watch to kind of get a feel for what was happening in case something like that were to happen again. So I'm going to miss that. I miss you too, man. I really enjoyed these 3 years.
I appreciate you, buddy. Listen, I feel like I'm dying. I'm not dying. I'm going to see all these guys all the time still, so it's good. I got some great relationships out of it. And you get very close, especially this year. Like Robert said, man, we spent a lot of time in airports, right? A lot of time eating lousy meals with masks on, and you know, you bond in those situations, and we certainly did. And I know that you know, you miss those things. You miss the people, of course. So.
Zach, did you get to experience, we had briefed you on Robert Carroll's notoriously bad luck in years. How much did you experience that?
Well, the very first game in Jacksonville, Robert got us lost driving around downtown Jacksonville. We had to cross the bridge like four times, and Deuce in the back cracking up laughing, and that's they told me about it. They're like, of course, like it's the Black Cat. He's got bad luck. It is what it is, right? I think he got much better. Robert, I can't think of much that happened. I think you're improving.
Didn't we play the Chargers first, or was it later in that preseason?
No, well, the Chargers were later. Yeah, that was the following week. We opened in Jacksonville.
That was the one where I thought I was going to have to get on a plane and come back home because I had a server crash.
That's right. Yep. Absolutely. Yep.
But, you know.
Oh, it was always something. Listen, we traveled to a game this year in Chicago. And left an entire suit, you know, case of equipment that we needed to send the signal back to the studio. And it just so happened that last year I traveled with my Comrex in case Deuce and I, one of us got sick or Robert, and they wouldn't let us in the stadium. We're going to have to call it off a TV in a room, right? Like we were prepared for all of that, and it just so happened that game that I brought the Comrex to the stadium. I think it was the only game I brought it to.
I would
bring it to the hotel. I brought it to Chicago. Nobody had a clue. But yeah, it was one of those situations, and we were calling it in a luxury suite because we weren't allowed in the press box. So we experienced some things this past year.
Yeah,
and,
we did.
And,
that was one.
A lot of fun.
I'm surprised if you weren't a Boy Scout because you were definitely prepared. But I mean, here's
a guy that had a lot of extra stuff.
Yeah, but here's a guy who comes in with like a 40-pound pack of all his stuff. you know, and sets it all up on his own with all the monitors and computers and so forth. And,
Zach likes his toys, man. He likes his
stuff. Yeah, he does.
And, stuff.
And it was kind of cool walking in with him. Since he still looks like a big football player, we just walked in the stadiums like we knew what we were doing. Everybody let us go where we needed to go.
It's true. Nobody stopped us from going anywhere, which was nice.
Mm-hmm. All right, Robert, thank you so much for joining us, man. We got one more segment with Zach, and we'll wrap up
his best of luck to you, Zach.
Thanks, Robert.
All right, this is Sports Talk here on WWL. Back here on Sports Talk, Christian Garrick with Zach Strief. He announced earlier today that he is stepping down as the voice of the Saints and going to join Sean Payton and his coaching staff as the assistant offensive line coach. Zach, I know you're dying to get out of here. I've probably kept you longer than you wanted. I apologize, but I thank you for being gracious and staying with us, hanging with us. I just want to give you an opportunity to speak to the Saints radio team and the WWL team as you go on to your next venture. And also Saints fans, any kind of message you want to deliver to them?
Yeah, listen, it's been a really phenomenal 3 years. I've made so many friends at WWL, so many people at that station played a part in me getting there, and really, and I think, you know, I said earlier, it's hard to transition out of a professional sport. A lot of guys struggle with it. It's hard for a lot of people. And WWL made it easier on me. I felt like I had a team, you know, I had an office, people checked in. It was a really, I think I'm really appreciative of all the people over there. I would sit and start naming people, but I'd inevitably miss someone and feel bad about it. But all the people there that I've had, connection, you know, with has just, made this transition, you know, easy and made the decision quite hard, to walk away from it. So, it's a great organization. I love the people over there. I feel indebted to them. And then, for the fans, Christian, I've been really fortunate. I've been here for 15 years now, and it's a very special fan base and a highly supportive fan base. And, you know, I was not then and I'm not now ignorant to the fact that I was not the polished play-by-play guy that they deserved when I got this job. And I got a huge benefit of the doubt from a lot of fans. Some fans I didn't, and I understood, and I got it, and it was okay with me. And, you know, for all the – you know, never want to open yourself up to criticism, but there's a lot of people that would say things to me that were bothering them, and rather than, you know, take it personal, I really did. I'd write it down and say, okay, I got to work on that. I got to – you know, help some of these people feel more comfortable with it. And it's really just about, you know, the appreciation of the fan base and who they are and what they mean. And just like tonight, I've gotten 1,000 text messages during the show. And you realize you're surrounded by good people that you know, respect you and appreciate you. And listen, I'm excited to get to go and play another role. And this next role will be a lot quieter. I'm excited for that. This is probably about an hour and a half longer than I wanted to talk about it, because I don't love talking about the things that I'm doing necessarily. And I am. I'm excited to walk back into that building on Monday and go to work, and I'll take my ribbing as I deserve from the coaches for this 2 hour, resignation letter that I'm giving on air right now. But I'm really excited to go and just be part of that coaching staff. I have a ton of respect for all those guys, and I've got a lot to learn and a lot to absorb, and I'm excited for the challenge. And I think, I understand what a good organization I'm walking into and what a good roster the Saints have. And I really look forward to trying to contribute to getting back to a world championship. It's the goal for everyone. It's the disappointment, you know, that we haven't been since 2009. And I'm glad to bring a little bit of that experience back into the building and do, you know, play my part in trying to get that team back there. So I'm looking forward to it. I appreciate you, Christian. I know you were a supporter of mine from very early, and I don't forget that, and I'm appreciative of it. And like I told Robert, I'm not dying. I'll still talk to all you guys. Yeah. But sure has been a fun ride. Enjoyed it. And again, I appreciate all the fans who have been supportive of me through it. And I'm sure will be in the future.
Zach, listen, real quick. Now, Hayden, my middle son, is disappointed that you are stepping down. Of course, there's a backstory to that because we were at Gleason Grove. I don't know what this was. Probably 2 years before you retired, maybe. And
yeah.
If you know Hayden, he's going to speak his mind. All right, he's similar to his father. And we were at Gleason Grove, and I introduced him to Zach. And my son says, "Oh, you're the guy that holds a lot, that gets called for holding a lot." And I was mortified. I was absolutely mortified. I was like, "You can't say that to him. What are you doing? You can't do that. I got a relationship with that guy. He's a player for the Saints." And yeah. Zach just took it, just shrugged it off, and you know, kind of laughed. And that's just typical Zach Streif. It was vintage. And Zach, man, I appreciate your friendship. I appreciate your professionalism. Going back to the days when I was on the sidelines and I'd be in that locker room every day asking you some silly questions, some stupid questions that I'm sure you wanted to just roll your eyes at, but you maintained who you are as a person. You're a very professional person, and I think you're going to do a fantastic job. The Saints are gaining a big asset, bringing you aboard, and I know you're going to do great things. And those 3 years as a play-by-play guy, I was super proud of how you grew, and you took ownership of it, and you did a great job, and thanks. And I look forward to a continued friendship with you, and I wish you the best of luck and success with the Saints, man. Thank you.
Appreciate you, buddy. It's all very kind, and I appreciate it as well, and I'm sure we'll see each other soon.
We will. Take care, Zach. Enjoy your weekend.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
You bet. All right, that was Zach Streif. He stepped down as the voice of the Saints. He is now a member of Sean Payton's coaching staff as the assistant offensive line coach. Going to get to a couple of texts wishing Zach the best on his new career. I think Zach's going to do fantastic. He's a bright, bright guy, super bright, super intelligent, and they got a big asset, a good asset. And look, over here, we were glad to have him for 3 years. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.